You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, December 5th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 53.9. That's the level of the so-called non-manufacturing index in November. It's a measure of activity in the U.S. economy's service sector, compiled by the Institute for Supply Management. The November reading showed a sharper-than-expected drop in service activity from October. And that gloomy news comes a day after a similar measure of manufacturing showed a continued decline in activity at U.S. factories. The two surveys illustrate how broad an impact trade wars, and all the uncertainty that comes with them, are having on business activity. The next number up is 11.6 percentage points. That's how much more the bonds of the riskiest companies are yielding than U.S. Treasuries. It, of course, makes sense that companies with a higher chance of defaulting need to pay more to borrow than those likelier to pay back their creditors. But here's something else. The difference between the risky bond yields and the Treasury's yield, often referred to as their spread, has widened since the summer. It's not a promising sign. That's because lower-rated debt is considered to be the most sensitive to economic growth. So, the fact that investors are now demanding an even higher premium to lend to risky borrowers means they could be expecting slowing economic growth, or worse, a recession. Our last number is $2 billion. That's how much in cost that activist investor Carl Icahn thinks could be saved if Xerox and HP were to combine. Icahn is a large shareholder in both printer companies. Xerox made an offer to acquire its larger competitor earlier this fall, which HP's board rejected. Then, on Wednesday, in a characteristic letter, Icahn appealed to HP shareholders to put pressure on their board. Icahn wrote, quote, "I can say without exaggeration that the combination of HP and Xerox is one of the most obvious no-brainers I have ever encountered in my career." Carl Icahn has a long history of using public letter-writing campaigns to persuade investors of his point of view. And it's worked well for him in the past. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, December 5th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.